Just about any day of the week, a 64-year-old man with a long gray ponytail, jeans, and tennis shoes gets behind the wheel of his Toyota Highlander. He's traveled hundreds of thousands of miles on a singular mission. He helps people who are reckoning with a cruel and fatal disease. We caught up with him in Boston.
Ron Hoffman, and we are on Calm Avenue, going to see my friend Susan and her husband, Paul. Susan has ALS.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is a degenerative neurological condition. 20 years ago, all Hoffman knew about ALS was that baseball legend Lou Gehrig had it. Now Hoffman has nearly 500 friends with the disease. He calls them friends, even if they've just met. His mission is to help them navigate the complexities of living and dying with ALS, including getting the overwhelming amount of equipment they'll need. It might even be his calling after his own brush with death long ago. Hoffman parks by a brownstone in Boston's South End, the home of Susan Crone and her husband Paul Shafrat. Right in front of the house, there's a black steel vertical lift. You can't miss it. Hoffman scoped it out for them so Crone and her wheelchair can get up and down the front stairs.
It's my first time seeing it.
Ron Hoffman fills a gaping hole in the healthcare system. He helps people in need in practical and profound ways, just as someone helped him years ago. ALS causes muscles to waste away. It can leave a person unable to move, to talk, to eat, and eventually unable to breathe. In most people, though, the brain stays sharp.
Hi there.
Susan Crone was a longtime magazine editor. She was diagnosed with ALS 4.5 years ago.
This is my good friend Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Nice to meet
you. I'm Lisa. So nice to meet you.
How are you, friend?
I'm good.
Hoffman bends over to give Crone a hug. She's wearing a long flowered blouse and is leaned back in her wheelchair. All around the living room are striking prints and vases and other crafts from her travels to Israel and Europe. And there's something that looks like a crane with a sling to help get her in and out of bed. That's the kind of gear Hoffman finds so the people he helps can live out their lives fully, from shower chairs to catheters to high-tech computer systems that let people send email with their eyes. Hoffman asks Crone how she likes the new steel lift on the stairs outside.
The vertical lift.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, my God.
It's just made such a difference.
Yeah.
And it's very cool looking.
And it lets her live at home. Crone credits all the vendors who work with Hoffman for helping her stay mobile as long as possible.
Like the fan guy and the stairlift guy, they're all dedicated to helping people with ALS because of Ron. You really feel like you're a person, not a disease, and that you're going to be taken care of.
Part of that caring involves the fun stuff.
You see this necklace?
Yes. It looks like a guitar pick.
It is. Okay. It's Springsteen's guitar pick.
No.
A friend of mine, I got it at the concert that Ron helped facilitate, and we met Bruce's guitar guy, and he gave me one of his picks.
How many Springsteen concerts have you been to?
Over 50, I would.
Over 50?
Yeah, which is not a lot.
You got me beat.
Okay, getting someone backstage at a Bruce Springsteen concert is a big deal. So is tracking down the right vertical lift. The role Hoffman cherishes, though, is initiating difficult conversations when people are ready. He's already had the tough conversation with Susan Crone about whether, when she can no longer swallow, she'll want a feeding tube in her stomach. Even though it would extend her life, she says no.
For some people, the feeding tube is a no-brainer. It wasn't for me, because if I'm at that state where I'm not eating, I don't know whether I want to stay there.
Plus, you've talked with your doctors. You guys have really navigated all of this.
Ron Hoffman's organization is called Compassionate Care ALS. He launched it in 2003 with just $35,000 in donations. Now it has a budget of $2.2 million. CCALS is based in a two-room cottage in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, with a staff of seven. A few miles away, there's a warehouse packed with equipment for ALS families, things insurance rarely covers. The nonprofit bought them with donations and grants. People with ALS hear about Hoffman through word of mouth or a doctor such as Merit Sakovich. She's the chief of neurology at Massachusetts General Hospital.
We refer probably 70-80% of our patients to him, and we follow about 500 people. So that's a lot of people that we refer to him.
Why?
because he provides this unique care in the home that really doesn't exist in any other state. And he's also been emotionally supporting our patients. So it's a nice teamwork.
Hoffman also takes care of the caretakers.
My name is Faith Regan. My husband, John Regan, died of ALS on Memorial Day of 2014.
Faith Regan says her husband was a Renaissance man. She says she adored him. But his disease took a toll on her, too. It can be punishing tending to people with ALS.
They have a scratch on their toe, and they wake up at 1 in the morning and they say to you, can you scratch my toe? Can you move my leg? And when you do that for a year, you're so exhausted. And at some points, you feel like, I can't take it anymore, and I'm a horrible person. But Ron Hoffman comes in and he says, no. That's the way ALS is. That's what it does to families. And you're doing the best you can. And we're going to get through this together.
Those who can afford to pay the thousands it costs for a ramp system or stairlift to be installed do. If they didn't, Hoffman says his organization would go broke. Aside from that, he doesn't ask for a penny, even a signature. Paperwork is not his style.
He's fearless.
Lisa Genova is a neuroscientist who writes novels that deal with debilitating disease. Her book, Still Alice, about Alzheimer's disease, became a hit film. She's about to publish one about someone with ALS, and she's been watching Ron Hoffman at work.
With a lot of people, when you talk about these illnesses, there's a lot of limitation. Well, they can't do this. And with health insurance and managed care, it can be cumbersome to get what you need. And Ron doesn't go by any of that. He goes around it.
If all of this makes Ron Hoffman sound like a saint, he'd be the first to tell you he isn't. He can be edgy and demanding with the staff. He can be tough for families to track down. Hoffman is a complicated man who's haunted by something from his childhood. He writes about it in his memoir called Sacred Bullet. When he was growing up in Richmond, Virginia, his father was an alcoholic and frighteningly abusive to his mother. One night when Hoffman was 10, his father pointed a gun at his mother. Hoffman dove in front of her, and a bullet pierced his side. It lodged at the base of his spine. Hoffman calls it a sacred bullet because being shot led to a moment he considers sacred. He was on a gurney at the door to the hospital when an orderly met him and put a hand on his shoulder.
I just felt the warmth and love of his hand. And he just looked at me and said, Ronnie, I'm here. It was a moment that I've never forgotten all my life. Someone was actually there for me.
And now Hoffman wants to be there for others. The bullet did no lasting physical damage, but as Hoffman aged, his life became unmoored. He got into drugs and drank too much. He couldn't make relationships last or jobs. He was a wannabe hairstylist in Manhattan and ran a men's clothing store for a time. His turning point came in the mid-90s when he took a catering job on Cape Cod for a businessman named Gordon Heald. In the summer of 1997, Heald developed ALS, and he asked Hoffman, the caterer, to become his caretaker. So the two navigated the alien world of ALS together.
We were just mucking our way through, and we did it well.
Gordon Heald died of ALS the next year and had donations in his memory sent to Hoffman for what ultimately became Compassionate Care ALS. That changed Hoffman's life and taught him a valuable lesson about the art of dying. Gordon Heald wouldn't prepare for his own decline, wouldn't even decide whether to get a ventilator to help him breathe.
Gordon made his choices by never making them.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. That's what I've learned. Everyone is not going to be proactive.
By contrast, he says, the woman who loves Springsteen, Susan Crone, and her husband, are consciously dealing with death. Hoffman says that's a gift.
Susan and Paul are an example of the nurturing that I actually get from my families, because they say yes to what we're able to bring to their table, and then take another breath, and okay, now what's next? I'm bearing witness to the circumstance of another human being. And for me, I look at it as a very sacred time. You know, I'm honored to have been allowed to be invited into this door. And having done my own self-inquiry, my own inner work, if you will, in other words, it's just, it's as strange as this might sound, it's normal. Are there times that I'm affected? Yes, but that's a good thing, because for me, being affected is maybe I'm emotional. I'm human. So there's opportunity for one's authentic self to show up.
And it does take a lot of courage. Isn't there a point where you think, how many friends can I take on when I know I'm going to lose every one of them?
Yeah, well, this is the path that I've chosen, consciously or unconsciously. It's just what I do.
Ron Hoffman is about to fulfill a dream. He's having an old inn in Falmouth converted into an education and retreat center for ALS families, nurses, doctors, and caregivers. It should be open next year. For images of Hoffman and some of the people with ALS he helps, go to our website, hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.